University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the College for Creative Studies, Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
How are things a little further downtown?
Not too bad. No complaints. It was a little spooky. I was telling Jason yesterday that they shut it down because of the bomb scare on Woodward.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bomb scare on Woodward?
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Where on Woodward?
By Hannon House. Hmm. Yeah, it was a little spooky, but yeah, we're okay.
Hannon House?
Yeah.
That's the castle?
Yeah. No. South of CCS a little bit. That's
okay.
All.
Oh, okay.
Have you kept your power on these last few days as well, even with the storms and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No issues.
All right.
We're still going good.
Making sure. I had students texting me last night because I had something due at midnight online, and they were like, what if the power goes out? And I'm like, but you could say that any day. Yeah. I don't understand.
No, see, I teach via Facebook, so I mean, I'm good there.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly. Good. We also have our visiting professor here, Dean Kulak, Gary Kulak from the College of Engineering and Science with us again. Thanks for coming, Gary.
Well, welcome to everyone.
Excellent. Welcome to you, sir. Professor Dan Maggio, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
You're looking good in earth tones today.
Thank you.
No, I actually started out as white, that's all.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I guess I am an earth tone.
How is everything in the world of Lego?
Good. We have our championship next week in St. Louis. I'll be there all week.
Wow.
So I'll be quite busy.
Oh, that's why you can't be there
Friday, I'm afraid.
I'll tell you what. That sounds like just a little bit more fun in general than what we do here.
It will be fun, yes. Yeah. Lots of people, lots of kids.
Did I say, oh.
Speak
I said,
for yourself.
I said the quiet part loud and the loud part quiet. No, that sounds like a lot of fun. How many teams in the Nationals?
In the high school, 400. The next program, 100.
Oh, gosh.
There'll be about 15,000 people there.
Oh,
the program I work with, there'll be 80 teams from 30 countries.
Wow.
So it's more of an invitational, but it's fun. It's still a lot of fun.
Great.
And what are they making?
Positive energy. Cake. We make cakes all week.
You do know we believed you for a moment.
Look on my face like, really?
My kids have little Lego robots.
Robots, okay.
Nicely Lego robots.
And they're there to
compete.
More demonstrate, compete, celebrate, kind of it all.
Do they have them all done? Because I've got this cool
idea. They're all done. They all come built. Yes.
I was thinking one that looks like R2-D2, but with the Detroit skyline, you could call it R2-Detroit. But
Jason, I'm waiting for you to sneak yourself in as a 12-year-old. That's all.
Can you give me some Legos?
So
poor Matthew is trying to move along. So.
Professor Jim Tubbs.
Hello.
How did that survey of religious studies course that involved Lego go for you this year?
Oh, well. The mosque, the stupa, you know, just so many things to build.
It's true. Legos. Each week they had to build like a famous religious structure.
I'm making all this up as we go along. Like you.
So I got to say, because I walked into it, so I got to finish it off here, that in my son's grade school, you know, not even to the point where they're crossing over into, you know, junior high, they actually did have a religious Lego building contest this year where you could take any scene from the Bible, any story, any object, and build it out of Lego. And then they were judged after church by all the parishioners as they walked by. And the one that won was this fascinating, you know, they used the pirate boat and they had all the apostles in it. And then Peter.
Fishing.
They took his legs off and stuck him halfway into the water.
He walked on the water, not in it.
Exactly. You know? I mean, there was even a little Lego fish jumping out. It was really well done.
And Peter was halfway under waiting for
you. You know, I mean, seriously, it was really well done. Anyway, I stepped in, and it is possible to use Legos to teach religion.
I was waiting to hear that they built like the burning bush or something like that.
There were some other ones that were more esoteric religious stories. Yeah.
Better than Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah. There was something that had the Garden of Eden, and it was just an excuse to use all the little animals, you know.
And the naked Lego.
Yeah, exactly.
Sodom and Gomorrah is when your little brother comes along and smashes what you just built.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, or sets fire to it.
Yeah. Now, Professor Boats. There's a great many people at your home with Y chromosomes. So there's got to be Legos at your house. It's just a guess.
Yeah. Well, they have my old Legos from when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, how nice.
Absolutely.
And then there's some big ones, you know, for the babies to play with. Mm-hmm.
The Duplos.
Yeah, exactly. Very cool. Just seems to be everywhere.
I would build, I think, the parting of the sea.
Oh.
Because these are a big bunch of blue blocks.
Yeah.
Big bunch of blue blocks, you know.
I would do the walls of Jericho. I think that'd be a great one.
Oh, you could make your own little Ark of the Covenant.
Just rubble.
Post.
Yeah. Post. Yes. Okay. After Joshua.
One guy standing there with a horn.
Professor Jason Roach, what's on your mind when I bring up Legos?
Well, if I could do another Star Wars reference. So you guys see the images. I think it was on Facebook. They had a picture of the Lego Death Star, which was looked like the Death Star. And then they had the Lego Alderaan, which was just a bunch of little pieces spread out.
Spread out. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Sort of going with the walls of Jericho.
I think they need
idea.
To do some Doctor Who, you know, Legos.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the Daleks would be, especially the inside of the Daleks.
Scary stuff.
I'm sure somebody has. The TARDIS in Lego would be, I would want that.
Yeah, the TARDIS would be.
Have you seen the R2-D2 in Lego?
Mm-hmm.
They sell it. Go look at the Lego store at Somerset.
That's right.
That actually looks kind of like the Daleks.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I would like to see somebody do a rendition of the inside of the TARDIS with Lego.
Oh, yeah. Boy, how many sets would that
take? Yeah, there you go. Everything in the world.
I mean, do you have any connection to Legos whatsoever, Professor Diane Manica?
Of course, the mad teacher with the wild classroom.
Okay.
That's what I'd build.
Okay, excellent.
Keep it in education.
I'll tell you what, folks. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Lego. If you stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166. Or you can send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we left our heroes, we had some questions from Beverly Hollis of Redmond, Washington. She is a frequent submitter, and we very much appreciate it, Beverly. In bowling terms, what is a buzzard?
A buzzard?
Oh, I've heard of this before, but I've never seen it because, frankly, we're in Detroit. It's the greatest professional bowling mecca in the country. But everybody always hits strikes or nine pins.
Is it a configuration of pins left?
It's a configuration of pins left multiple times.
The 6-10 split?
It's three splits in a row over three frames is a buzzard.
Wow.
So there you go.
Well, yeah, well, that makes sense. A turkey is three strikes, right?
Oh, okay.
So a buzzer. 6-10 split to 7-10 split.
Right? Well, whatever the split is.
One, two.
Trust the bowling.
If you're into curling, you're into bowling.
Oh, yeah.
Esoteric sports are spoken here.
Yeah. Which celebrity had a pet chimpanzee named Scatter?
Michael Jackson.
No.
He had Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Bubbles the chimp.
Bubbles, but not Scatter.
Oh, wasn't Scatter. It? Was it Dave Garraway?
No. Very, very
famous that's
celebrity.
Mr.
That's right.
Muggs. J. Fred Muggs.
Clint Eastwood?
Wasn't Clint Eastwood.
No, that's the orangutan.
Right turn. Yeah.
It was a entertainer slash singer slash songwriter.
Entertainer, singer, songwriter.
Slash
not Johnny Cash.
Younger looking stamp slash older looking stamp.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
Oh, apparently. Elvis had a chimp?
Yeah, apparently.
He had everything else.
The same as Scatter. That's all I got.
You sure that
what if it drove a pink Cadillac?
You sure that isn't what he said when he pulled out the gun? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know at what point in his career he owned the chimp, but I'm guessing near the end. What's...
Okay. Are you speaking in a cause and effect?
Scatter, go fetch Daddy's medicine.
What stadium has the world's... I think this could be rephrased a little bit. I'll try again. What stadium has the most toilets in the world? Meaning internationally, if we take into account all the stadiums that exist, this stadium has apparently 2,600 toilets in the stadium.
What's the biggest stadium? U of M?
No.
Isn't that old Met Stadium, Flushing?
No. That's a great guess. That's a great guess.
That's awesome.
No, it's actually outside of the States.
Was it?
How about the new Olympic Stadium in Great Britain?
I think you're close enough. It says here that it's Wembley in London is the one that has 2,600.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that where they have the tennis tournament?
No, that's Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
Wembley is where they have a lot of
soccer.
Rock concerts there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. Yeah.
And you know,
they play soccer there or football. Mm-hmm.
Football.
I think they have American football there once a year.
Yeah, they do.
That's right.
But it's
NFL.
It's football the rest of the time.
Right.
Soccer.
That's right. Oh, I forgot about that.
In fact, this year, the sixth time and hopefully soon to be seven-time world champion Pittsburgh Steelers will be playing there.
Playing who?
The Vikings.
The Vikings. Oh, okay. Excellent. There are two countries on planet Earth that apparently, by counting, have more cell phones than citizens. Who are these two countries?
Japan.
Not Japan.
It's Middle East.
No, I don't have any Middle Eastern countries. I have what we have traditionally referred to as one Far East country and one definitely European country. Starts Singapore? With a letter L.
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg is one of them.
Thailand.
Not Thailand.
Taiwan.
Oh, Taiwan.
We'll more cell phones than people. Mm-hmm. How many
more
she's got.
More cell phones than people.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
Somebody has taken some data on the top three selling book series. Now, stick with me here. These book series would be either multiple issue anthologies, like they could go on forever, or finite book series. What are the top three selling book series
Harry
of all
Potter.
Time? Harry Potter is number one. Yeah.
Let me go out on a limb here. The Phantom?
Nope. The second one is a young adult.
Hardy Boys.
Narnia?
Hardy Boys.
Not Hardy Boys, but after Hardy Boys.
Nancy Drew?
Not Nancy Drew.
Is it recent?
After Nancy Drew. Semi-recent, 80s, 90s, I would say. Written by R.L. Stein.
Oh, Goosebumps.
Goosebumps are what they're called. Oh. Those are the horror stories. And just a nod to the old greats, a very, very famous litigious
Perry Mason.
Character. Perry Mason is number three.
Oh,
there you go.
Really?
So we've got a nice... We have two young adults to top the list and then
Perry Mason.
And Perry Mason himself. What nation has the world's longest coastline?
My homeland.
I believe Canada. You are absolutely correct. Our Canadian ringer helps us again. Absolutely. What couple has had the world's most expensive divorce?
Liz and Dick.
No, it's not.
That's Times.
$1.7 billion in 1979.
Whoa. I was going to say Trump, but that's...
Back in 79?
I'll tell you, it was back in 79, but the mail... of this divorce is a famous current figure because he owns a lot of media.
Murdoch?
Yeah, it was Rupert and Anna Murdoch back in 1979.
Oh, he deserved it.
Oh, man, oh, man. $1.7 billion.
Back in,
What was the very first text message sent December 3rd, 1992?
LOL.
It was not.
Professor Mayo, my assignment will be late.
No. December 3rd, 1992.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas was the first text message sent of all time.
Nice. A little early. Could have been.
It was sent onto a device with the printed, and then the device was driven in a car to someone else, and the device... No,
steam powered.
They didn't actually spell out the word Christmas. I'm sure they abbreviated.
I'm sure, to save money, of course, yeah. That's why my wife and I don't even text OK anymore. It's just K. That's good enough. One letter. Seeing as how hot news the Pope has been lately, who was the first Pope who was French? Good question.
Jim, help us out.
Jim's background.
Would have been about the 14th or 15th century.
Yeah, I don't have a year here, I'm afraid. It's the second of some name, if that's helpful. Starts with the letter S.
Yes.
A very, very famous lisping cat in Looney Tunes.
Sylvester.
Sylvester. Yes. Think about that while we take a break. And we're back with some questions from Beverly Hollis of Redmond, Washington. They are all over the map, and we appreciate that. For instance, number 14. According to actual references in some of the older comic books, Superman practices what religion? Wow.
It wasn't like
it is Christian, but they actually specify a sect.
Protestant?
It is Protestant, but they specify Methodist. A sect. He's a Methodist. That's what it says. That's so odd.
Think
I'm
about
sorry.
Who he grew up with.
Kansas looks like a Methodist.
Well, now he was raised in rural Kansas.
Right.
So,
okay.
You know,
exactly.
That hardly comes together. Yeah.
Local tent meeting.
What did Los Angeles based rabbi Yaakov Deo invent in 1998?
I was going to say the chia pet, but that was way before 1998.
Drive-in circumcision.
Actually, it sort of has something to do with the fact that he's a rabbi, but sort of doesn't have something to do with the fact that he's a rabbi.
Hmm.
Is it drive-up divorce or quickie
divorce? You're getting closer. It's something that's so common
quickie
now.
Marriage?
It's one of those things. It's quick something.
Divorce? Quick baptism?
Nope.
Not for years. quick marriage.
No, he invented speed dating.
Speed dating.
Yeah, it's very prevalent now. As a matter of fact, we're using a variation on it for the undergraduates at the American Chemical Society meetings to do speed networking with all the industrial reps. They get 5 minutes each, and they go around the room. I mean, who didn't think about this before, you know?
Well, the eHarmony ad does a really good take on speed dating. I love that.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, here is we have some baseball fans in the room, and the Tigers are playing. They're doing well. We're very excited. What baseball record does Jason Varitek and Ed Vosburgh only, those two players, hold? Jason Varitek of the Sox, right? And Vosburgh, I don't recognize the name. I mean, I recognize the name, but I don't know what
team it is. Is it something they would be proud of?
I believe so. It's one of those marathon kind of records. They've done a lot of something.
Consecutive innings played.
Let's just say they played at a lot of different levels of baseball.
But how many years? The years they've played baseball.
Not the years, but
they won in both leagues?
The cities?
Number of teams they've played.
Getting close. They played and won the Little League World Series, the College World Series, and the World Series.
Wow. That is impressive.
There's only two people in the history of baseball. That's the craziest thing.
There'd be nine guys on the field all by themselves.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Gavin O'Reilly played this character on a late 70s TV show for only 9 episodes. Who did he portray?
What was the name?
Gavin O'Reilly.
In the late 70s?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a comedy or a drama?
It was a comedrama.
Comedrama.
Dramedy. No, I would have said primarily it's a comedy.
Was he on MASH?
He wasn't on MASH. On a contemporary of MASH. We've heard a lot about this very famous character from a very famous and popular, basically, sitcom who was brought in because that's the way they wanted the show set up. But very early, they realized this was not working, and then he disappeared, never to be heard from again.
Oh, is it Happy Days?
Oh, Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Chuck
Cunningham, the oldest son.
Oh, yeah.
He
Big
was
brother
in nine
Richie.
Episodes.
Nine episodes.
I only thought he was in, like...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I thought it was just mentioned.
Didn't say which ones aired. So
yeah, he went off to the garage and never came back.
Never
came
back. Give me some nuts and bolts. Yeah, exactly. What two traditional winter sports made their debuts at the 1920 Summer Olympics in Antwerp, Belgium?
Curling? Summer Olympics? Winter sports in the Summer Olympics?
They were being tested at the time.
I hope they didn't need snow.
Alpine skiing.
It was not skiing.
Must be skating.
Skating is one of them. Figure skating.
It wasn't on the lake.
Why not just do double duty?
Hockey,
yes, 1920. The Olympics are always testing new sports, but that's the weirdest thing ever.
Well, but at least you're not competing with the professional seasons that way.
It's quite true.
That is actually an excellent question.
They hit refrigeration then?
I guess. Oh, 60s or 20s? Yeah, they had refrigeration. Yeah. Which of Batman's villains appeared the most by count in the 1960s TV show?
Catwoman.
Not Catwoman.
Riddler.
Nope.
Penguin.
Penguin is what it says here. Burgess Meredith plays.
That was the only one left.
Every
I can
episode,
think of.
Yeah.
The main one, yeah.
Which NHL team has the Rockford Ice Hogs as a minor league franchise?
Chicago Blackhawks.
Chicago Blackhawks, absolutely.
Rockford.
I give
Illinois.
Us perfect marks. I think we did fantastic. Thank you again, Beverly. Perfect marks. We are still sitting on a heap of questions from our wonderful roadshow that we did a number of months ago, back in January. And we've got some questions here from one of my organic students, David Brush, who I know for a fact from his free response questions on exams has a deep obsession with James Bond. So he's written us some James Bond questions. Cool. In the 1953 novel Casino Royale by author Ian Fleming, what country is Casino Royale located in?
Monaco?
It's not Monaco. In the 53 novel.
Oh, was it more Eastern European?
France.
It was France, is what it was.
France?
Because they play Baccarat.
The movie with Daniel Craig.
They made it
Casino
Texas.
Royale, where is he?
They filmed it in
that was in
Montenegro or somewhere.
Did they really?
Was it? Well, I don't know if they filmed it there, but that's where it was set.
Yeah, because it was more. Okay.
What did author Ian Fleming name his estate in Arrecabeza, Jamaica?
Skyfall.
Not Skyfall, but you're in the wheelhouse. It's a modern Bond film name as well.
Goldeneye
was the name. Absolutely.
Well, Skyfall was a real place, too. It must have been something different.
In the poker variation of Texas Hold'em, what is a full boat?
That's a full house.
It's a full house. Right? Three of a kind paired with two of a kind. Answered by Professor Boats. The Vesper Martini, as made famous in the 1953 novel, Casino Royale, is made with what three primary ingredients?
Probably gin.
Gin. Gordon's Vodka. Gin.
Vodka.
And?
Vermouth.
Vermouth.
Not vermouth.
A splash of water.
It's really, really important. that you add this?
Ice?
No.
Lime?
No.
Oh, it was a water. Oh,
very, very special kind of aperitif white wine.
Oh. Sauternes?
Nope. It says here it's Quenelalée from France. You have to make your Vesper Martini with Quenelalée.
I was going to say
moonshine.
Never
had one of those. Mm-hmm. It'll change tonight's plan.
What is the correct name for the black waist sash frequently worn as part of a tuxedo?
Cummerbund.
A cummerbund, absolutely. Suddenly, it's not James Bond anymore. I'm sorry. Well, I think I told them to do 10 questions, so these are clearly tacked on to the end. You could have done this, Dave. Come on. Who is the 23rd president of the United States?
James Bond.
No.
Wilson?
Was it
that would be the one that was Cleveland. Between the guy who was twice.
Right, exactly. Cleveland. Old Beardo himself.
Oh, Garfield.
No, between
Harrison. First name was Ben.
Harrison. Benjamin Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison. Yes, that's right.
Well, and most of them anyway.
And last but not least, just to round out the randomness, what was the name of the Star Wars film released in 2008? It wasn't one of the Sextilogy, I can tell you
was
that right
Clone
now.
Wars?
It was the Clone Wars is what it was called. Yes, absolutely.
That was the second of the second.
No.
That's sort of like episode two and a half.
See, you missed one.
It was along with
the episodes with the Cunningham brothers.
Yes.
There's some gaps.
Chuck on Tatooine.
That's all right.
That's where he went to, right?
So Colleen Guoz is a sophomore biology major at UDM from St. Clair, Michigan. She's also in my organic lecture. And apparently, on January 23rd, 2013, she sent me these 10 questions and says, you know what? I'm going to give you 11 because I really like the show.
Let's go to 11.
Let's go to 11. Click. How many men's and women's varsity sports does the University of Detroit Mercy Titans field?
Oh, each or like combined? 9, I think.
Combine, and we can break it down if you want.
I would say
18.
What, 18?
There are 19. There are 19. How many men's,
18,
how many
but
women's?
It wasn't divisible by 2, and I thought that would be 18. A violation of
yeah, the NCAA rule. Therefore, if it's 19,
there must more female than male.
Yeah.
There's 10 female and 9 male. Mm-hmm.
Because
they cut baseball.
Because if they're
the fiends.
Yep, that's right.
Oh,
that's
but there's still softball.
But we got softball.
Yep.
What about football?
That's a sore
60 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
sorry.
We've been undefeated since 1967.
That's a sore song.
We've been undefeated since 1906. Wait, but we don't have any varsity sports in my school.
Oops.
What was the first city that had a paved concrete road?
Detroit.
Yes. Do you know where it was?
McNichols and Woodward.
Road? Thereabouts. Woodward. It was between 6 and 7 on Woodward. Okay. Yep. Exactly.
I thought you meant freeway. First
paved road. Freeway would be the Davidson. That's right. Mm-hmm. In what year was Detroit founded?
What was the 1791.
Wow, I just thought you guys would jump on this one.
1796.
Do you guys remember Detroit 300?
It was a really big deal in 2001.
1701.
1701.
Yeah.
By Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac. What actor from the TV hit series Dallas passed away last November?
Larry Hagman.
Yep, he played J.R. Ewing. And man, I don't know how it's respect or not, but my wife was watching because she loved Dallas when she was growing up, and they weave that into the show as if it is just part of what they had planned, you know? You expect him to come out of the shower at any minute.
But it didn't show until, what, February or March?
Yeah.
His death?
Yeah, that's true. Wow. How many books are there in the Harry Potter series?
Seven.
Nine.
There are seven books.
That was close.
There are other books that she's written as part of the universe, but only seven in the storytelling, yes. Who is the first person who wrote books and became a billionaire as a direct result of sales?
J.K. Rowling?
Rowling is what it says here.
Yeah, the billionaire was the key there.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. What is the number one participation sport in America, as in lots and lots of people play?
Basketball?
Not basketball.
Bowling?
Not soccer. Bowling.
Not soccer.
Bowling.
Bowling.
Absolutely bowling.
Can you really call that a sport?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a mixture of sport and skill.
I was making that joke.
I'm waiting for the ABA to come down on you any moment, Dan.
We may or may not get into the, is NASCAR a sport thing. Or is it a game of skill?
Just as much as pool is.
Is golf a sport? Is pool a sport? Yeah, exactly.
Don't even say curling.
No, we know how sporty you guys are.
What was the name of the mouse that regularly appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Topo Gigio
was his name. Absolutely. And last but certainly not least, I believe it's a reasonable question to ask: who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Absolutely, he does.
Which was, I think there was some kind of scientific study that was the least redeeming cartoon educationally. It literally turns kids'
brains to
die. My great niece, when she was a bum bob, she always wanted to watch that. And if she heard the music come on TV, she would run.
I have to mention this because I think you guys will particularly enjoy it based on that way of characterizing what you just said, Jeff. I got a tweet from someone I follow who shall remain nameless. And the tweet is, "We can do it. We have the technology." And there's just a link. And it's this horrendous, horrendous Domino's Coney pizza where the hot dog is baked into the crust on the outside. Oh. Showing a cross section. I laughed so hard I thought I was going to die. We can do it. We have the technology.
It wasn't Oscar Goldman?
No.
$6 Million Man? No,
you're going to need a bionic heart after you eat that.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have some questions from UDM sophomore Cole McCloskey. Michigan sports questions. So I think we might be leaning a little heavily on Professor Roach here. We'll see. Who was the Detroit Red Wings captain that succeeded Steve Yzerman in 2006?
Nick Lidstrom.
Nick Lidstrom?
Nick Lidstrom. You're asking the guy from Pittsburgh.
I know. Well, and who cried? No, I'm just
Mario Lemieux?
No, that's not true. Which former Lions starting quarterback is now backup to Ben Roethlisberger for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think I've got that one. Charlie Batch.
Charlie Batch. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what to say. Who from the Detroit Lions holds the record for most games played with one team in the NFL?
Jason Hansen.
Yes, who just retired, probably before these questions were written.
He could have even broken that record.
It's true. Yeah, he could have broken his own record. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Is he a kicker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A kicker, yep. Which current member of the Detroit Tigers won a Cy Young Award and the American League MVP in the same season?
Verlander.
Justin Verlander. Absolutely. 12 strikeouts yesterday. Questions. Still lost the game. Oh, it's getting harder.
Okay.
What NCAA Division I football team was current University of Michigan head coach Brady Hoke previously the coach of?
West Virginia.
San Diego State?
No. San Diego State is what it says here. Yeah. SDSU. What are
they? Oh, that's right. State. Yeah, I'm thinking of the previous one.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Which major university in the state of Michigan had an NCAA Division I hockey team go to the national championship but lose 4-1 to Boston
Ferris
College?
State.
Ferris State, the Bulldogs. Absolutely.
Really?
Which member of the Detroit Tigers won the Triple Crown Award in 2012 for the first time since 1967?
Cabrera.
He won it then too?
Yeah.
The big man, Miguel Cabrera.
That's longevity.
Mm-hmm. Who is the current captain of the Detroit Red Wings?
Zetterberg.
Yep, Heinrich Zetterberg. In which year did the Detroit Pistons win consecutive NBA World Championships?
1989 and 1990.
Well, it depends on your perspective because we do bridge the calendar year. It's 88-89 and 89-90.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Oh,
and
that was a decade off.
Professor Manica.
Well, I'll see you next time.
Professor Roach.
It's been awesome.
Professor Boats.
They should send a different bad boy than Rodman to North Korea.
Professor Tubbs.
Have a good weekend.
Professor Maggio.
They should keep Rod there. said the whoever his name is back to America.
Dean Kulak.
Have a great weekend.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Prof is produced by Adam Winbigler, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Dan Maggio brings the cookies. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.